USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Severe storms brought lots of rain, hail, and tornadoes to parts of the Ohio Valley, particularly around Dayton, killing at least one person. Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine credits local media for warning residents and preventing mass casualties.
When something like this happens at night, it's even more frightening. But news media did a great job covering this, giving people, you know, whatever warning they could give.
House Majority Leader Democrat Steny Hoyer is blasting Republicans who twice now have blocked the passage of a long-awaited disaster relief bill.
Frankly, I cannot understand why any member would object to giving relief to so many millions of our citizens who have been badly damaged by natural disasters.
Republican Tom Massey, who voted against the bill, says it's all Nancy Pelosi's fault because she sent everyone home a day early last week. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like Becky's picture of another perfect waterfall, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Becky, it's that you hate that she's there, and you're at work listening to Lisa talk about her alleged food allergies. Don't hate like Becky's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
The latest edition of the Journal of the American College of Cardiology has a report on the dangers of flavored e-cigarettes. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Researchers report flavored e-liquids used in vapes can cause harm to blood vessels that can perhaps lead to cardiovascular diseases. A number of flavors were tested, with cinnamon being the most potent, followed closely by menthol. Electronic cigarettes have experienced a tremendous growth in recent years due to the number of people trying to switch off of tobacco. The article is entitled, "The Adverse Vascular Effects of E-Cigarettes, Smoke Without the Fire." I'm John Clemens.
Home prices across the United States are continuing to rise. According to the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Home Price Index, prices rose 3.7% in March. Now, that's down from 3.9% in February. Las Vegas, Tampa, and Phoenix have seen the largest gains across the country. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The Supreme Court is siding with a lower court ruling regarding Indiana's abortion law. The High Court agreed with the lower court ruling that struck down part of the law that prohibited abortion because of gender, race, or disability of the fetus, such as Down syndrome. Jamie Simpson's a meteorologist at Fox 45 in Toledo, Ohio. Simpson lashed out at fans of The Bachelorette on Monday after angry viewers flooded social media demanding the special news broadcast on dangerous tornadoes in the state return to the show. On air, Simpson responded to some of his critics.
It's also rainy. I was just checking social media. We have viewers complaining already. Just go back to the show. No, we're not going back to the show, folks. This is a dangerous situation, okay? It's not a train. Think about this with your neighborhood. I'm sick and tired of people complaining about this. Our job here is to keep people safe, and that is what we're going to do. Some of you complain that this is all about my ego. Stop. Okay, just stop right now. It's not. I'm done with you people. I really am. This is pathetic. It's a dangerous situation here. All right, I'm sorry I did that. It just really bothers me that we have people that don't care about other people's safety around here. That's just ridiculous.
The meteorologist did have someone in his corner, though, as The Bachelorette Season 15 star Hannah Brown took to Twitter and said, "Tornadoes are no joke, and everyone in Dayton, Ohio should stay safe." Please remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.